Dateline Monday, January the 30th. This is Steve Powell. Civil service union leaders are broadly optimistic about resolving the dispute over the government's ban on unions at the Cheltenham Spy Centre. They met for an hour in London before joining the TUC's inner cabinet for an emergency session on the GCHQ row. They will see Mrs. Thatcher on Wednesday and urge her to think again. "We feel it's possible to work out a solution provided the Prime Minister will listen," said one union chief. Another said that if they could sit down with a clean slate, they were ready to discuss a no-strike agreement. A group of GCHQ workers, led by Cheltenham's Tory MP, Charles Irvine, will meet Sir Geoffrey Howe on Wednesday. Detectives investigating the pre-Christmas Harrods car bombing, in which six people died, are questioning a man at a police station in central London. The man was detained in Nottinghamshire following an operation by local police assisted by Metropolitan officers. It's thought that some arms and explosives were found in the operation. Mrs. Thatcher is today leading a congregation attending a special memorial service at Westminster Abbey for the bomb victims. A 48-year-old man was critical today after his second heart transplant operation within 9 days at Papworth Hospital in Cambridgeshire. Surgeons carried out the operation on Mr. Cecil Ashman of Watton in Norfolk after his condition suddenly deteriorated. Mr. Ashman, who's married with two children, first underwent heart surgery on January the 20th. That operation made him the 62nd person to be given a new heart at Papworth. But the hospital said Mr. Ashman had recently been showing positive signs of rejecting the first heart. A group of scouts trapped waist-deep in snow have been rescued from the second highest peak in Snowdonia. The 10 scouts from Wokingham, Buckinghamshire, Berkshire, were 3,000 feet up the Trevon Mountain when they ran into difficulties walking in the thick snow. They contacted their base in the Ogwin Valley by walkie-talkie, but a rescue helicopter was forced back by heavy sleet and rain. The boys were finally led to safety by members of the Ogwin Valley Mountain Rescue Team. And a housewife has been found alive after spending 2 nights lying in a snowdrift in West Yorkshire. Mrs. Phyllis Howell, who's 48, disappeared on Friday morning after leaving her home near Halifax to go shopping. She was finally found by children in a field 3 miles away. She was suffering from exposure and frostbite, but her condition was fair in the Royal Halifax Infirmary. Farmer Alan Braithwaite, who owns the land where she was found, said she'd sunk down in the snow and was difficult to see. Liberal leader David Steele, just back from the USSR, says Russia responded favourably to his call for a conference to reduce East-West tension. Mr. Steele said he discussed the idea with Labour leader Neil Kinnock and leading Tory backbencher Edward Ducan before flying to Moscow. Both encouraged him to seek a Soviet response, he said, at Edinburgh Airport. The idea was for a meeting between parliamentarians, but Mr. Steele said he expected no firm reply before the elections to the Supreme Soviet in March. And President Reagan has ended months of speculation by announcing that he will seek re-election for a second term in November. "Our work is not finished," he said in a televised speech from the White House. "We have more to do in creating jobs, achieving control over government spending, returning more autonomy to the states, keeping peace in a more settled world, and seeing if we can't find room in our schools for God." Mr. Reagan said he and his running mate, Vice President George Bush, would like continued support in completing what we began 3 years ago. Film star Anthony Perkins has been charged with smuggling LSD and cannabis into Britain. Scotland Yard said the 51-year-old American was arrested at London's Heathrow Airport after flying in from Los Angeles. He'll appear at Uxbridge Magistrates Court on Thursday, charged with illegally importing 8 grams of cannabis and 3 spots of LSD. Perkins was detained after his luggage had been searched by customs. Locally, an introductory course called Understanding Farming, which proved successful last year, is now open to applications for this summer. The course is constructed around a program of visits to various types of Shropshire farm, and the session lasts 10 weeks, starting on the 14th of May. No prior knowledge is required, as full explanations of the farming activities involved will be given. The course will run on Monday evenings. Also available on Tuesday evenings will be an advanced farming course concentrating on the business aspects of running a farm. This will start on May the 8th. Anybody who wants further details of the courses is asked to contact Bruce Cox on Newport 811-284. That's Newport in Shropshire, of course. Newport 811-284. The Shropshire Wildlife Fund is planning to hold a spring antiques auction in Shrewsbury at the Cooper and Green Sale Rooms to raise much-needed money for conservation work. The idea is that 50 or 70% of the money raised from auctioning items will go toward the Wildlife Fund, the rest to the donor. If you'd like to help the Shropshire Wildlife Fund in their work of protecting threatened sites of special and scientific interest in the county, you can do so by donating any items of antiques to be sold at the auction. Further details should be sent to Mrs. Barbara Smallwood, Shropshire Conservation Development Trust, 2 Chartwell Close, Church Stretton. There's a special meeting of interest to rural shopkeepers at the Craven Arms Hotel on February the 14th. Topics covered will include recent developments affecting village shops, and one of the speakers will be Mr. John White, Retail Officer of the Council for Small Industries in Rural Areas. The meeting, as we say, on February the 14th, starts at 7:30. Further details can be obtained from Cosera, 1 College Hill in Shrewsbury. And finally, if you run a local hotel, bed and breakfast or campsite, well, it's your last chance to be included on this season's holiday accommodation broadsheet issued by the Ludlow Information Centre. The broadsheet is due to be reprinted imminently. If there are to be any additions or alterations to it, they should be forwarded to the County Museum Service, Wenlock Lodge, Acton Scott, near Church Stretton, or telephone them on Marshbrook 306. The deadline is midday tomorrow, January the 31st. Take a look at the weather for the area now, and it'll be dry and sunny at first, but rain will spread throughout the afternoon, quite heavy at times, but that'll die out this evening. Tonight it'll be mostly dry with clear periods. The winds will be light, increasing to fresh, southwesterly, veering westerly this evening. Maximum temperature today, 8 degrees centigrade. Minimum tonight, 3 degrees centigrade. We'll have a look at racing rundown for you at 1 o'clock. Our next news at 1:30. The time now coming up to 12:37. This has been Steve Powell for Sunshine Radio. News and weather together. Sunshine Radio.
Outside of Ice House, starting us off on a program for this afternoon. Hey, little girl, it is called. Hello, how are you today? Excuse me while I adjust my microphone. Excuse the creaks and grinds there. Right. I'm Jack Daniels. I'm through till probably 4:30 this afternoon. Nice to have you along. Usual sort of things on the program. Got our story at 3, The Unexpected Vacancy, it is called today, and that's by Hugh James. Also, what have we got? Our featured year, 1963. I'll tell you what, we'll take a break right now while I get myself all sorted out and together. What a marathon news today. Thanks to Steve for that, and Scotty as well. He'll be back with you tomorrow morning.
Sunshine Radio.
G. Brian Jones, the agricultural and general engineers, Love Lane, Bishop's Castle. Telephone Bishop's Castle, 638-647. Take your partners to the woods. Partner professional chainsaws are available now from your main dealer, G. Brian Jones of Bishop's Castle. Partner chainsaws range from the powerful P100 right down to the 400 hobby saw. Have you got the right partner to work with in the woods or at home? If not, take a trip now to G. Brian Jones of Bishop's Castle, your main dealer, where you'll get a better chainsaw deal. Part exchange or discounts are offered by the agricultural and general engineers, G. Brian Jones, Love Lane, Bishop's Castle. Telephone Bishop's Castle, 638-647, and remember your partner. At the Bullring Shopping Centre in Ludlow, call at Swift's for anniversary, wedding or birthday cakes. They have a full range. Swift's in the Bullring Shopping Centre, Ludlow.
Here is a message for all aquarists. They're people who have a fishy hobby, you know. The Tropical Paradise Aquarium Centre is now open at Bastion Mews, Union Street, Hereford, and have a wide range of tropical and cold water fish, plants and accessories. Visit the specialists in the wonderful world of marine life. The Tropical Paradise Aquarium Centre, Bastion Mews, Union Street, Hereford. Whether you want a clown or a damsel or the largest example of the angelfish, invertebrates, living rock, or just advice, contact the Tropical Paradise Aquarium Centre, Bastion Mews, Union Street, Hereford. Telephone 266-661. They cater for wholesale and retail supplies and have a very special offer until February the 10th. 10% discount off the recommended retail prices of all complete marine setups. But hurry, it only lasts till February the 10th. The Tropical Paradise Aquarium Centre, Bastion Mews, Union Street, Hereford. Telephone 266-661. They're open 9 till 5, Monday to Saturday, and 1 p.m. till 5 p.m. on Sundays. But watch out, they're very fishy.
At the Bullring Shopping Centre in Ludlow, visit Sue's Pantry for homemade hot or cold quiche and pizza, selected cheese and salamis. Sue's Pantry in the Bullring Shopping Centre, Ludlow.
Peter Griffiths of Ludlow is able to help with all sorts of house and home improvement and repairs. Specialists in plastering, artexing and renewing ceilings, patching, external rendering and floor screeding, Peter Griffiths will also undertake roof and chimney repairs. And as if that's not enough, Peter Griffiths will also tackle electrics and plumbing competently, and their construction work ranges from an extension to building a complete house for you. And what about that boring, tedious painting and decorating you hate? Just calling Peter Griffiths of Ludlow and let them do it for you. Peter Griffiths will give free estimates and distance is no object. Peter Griffiths of Ludlow. Telephone Ludlow 3306. No job too big or small.
Sunshine Radio.
Saturday night, and you kiss the dames, but you
Joe Fagan. And that's living, all right?
Right.
Anyway, it's 30 minutes before 1 o'clock. Sunshine Radio, I'm Jack Daniels on this Monday afternoon into a brand new week.
Oh, God, another week, he says.
Right, what should we do? I'll tell you what we'll do now. I'm going to throw open the phone lines if you want to have a little go at the superstore today. Why not? You may have run out of useful ideas for all your Christmas presents by now. Phone lines are open, Tembury Wells 811-306, if you want to buy, sell, give anything away, or whatever. Tembury Wells 811-306.
Oh,
right, the sound of... Who is that sound of? That's Candyman, isn't it? From the Mary Jane Girls, taking you back in time a short while. What's this? We have an horse for sale. It's a 16 one-hand grey mare, 7 years old. It's good to shoe, box, clip, and catch. It's a good jumper and has been evented and loves hunting. So that's for sale, one grey mare. It's 16 one-hand, 7 years old, good to shoe, box, clip, and catch. It's a good jumper. It's been evented in the past and loves hunting. If you're interested in that, telephone Linley 625 after 6 p.m. Telephone Linley 625 after 6 p.m. Sunshine Radio is where you're tuned to. If you've got anything you want to sell, buy, give away, or whatever, give me a call. Tembu Wells 811-306 on the Superstore today. SFX, Master Fox and Friends, and Rockin' With My Radio. 4 minutes to one here on Sunshine. 1 o'clock, we are going to have a look at the racing that's around today. A couple of meetings have survived and will be with us this afternoon. Steve Power with all the news on that in a few minutes' time. Thank you. Fantasy and Holy Joe. Tune to Sunshine Radio, 299, 1017 kilohertz on a medium wave band. I'm Jack Daniels, through till 4 o'clock.